talking with Carbondale head coach Jim Miller. Coach, it's been a while since we've said this, but the senior-led ball club for the Carbondale Terriers coming into this season.
Absolutely. A lot of experience coming back, mental toughness, physical toughness along with that. We're excited with this year. I think our kids have done a great job preparing in the off season, preseason. They had a great football season. Most of these kids played football or were involved in a fall sport, which is, I think, outstanding for a school our size. Kids need to play a variety of activities, and once you get good athletes, they need to do all the as many things as they possibly can. And but we're looking forward to this year with the senior leadership and all the good things that go along with that.
You bring up a good point. You had five of your ball players played football. You've also got James Balls back this year after sitting out his junior year of basketball. How is basketball conditioning coming this year?
I couldn't be happier. Granted, you know, football conditioning is different than basketball conditioning. Soccer conditioning is very, very similar as far as the sprinting, the stopping, the starting, and that sort of thing. But our kids have done a great job of preparing themselves for the conditioning. Most of our conditioning is involved during practice. We do very little just plain running. We want to make it game-like conditions, and the kids have done a great job of getting themselves into shape and collectively as well, and they've challenged each other. Therefore, you know, when you have seniors that are challenging seniors, your younger kids tend to fall in line rather quickly, but our practices have been very, very competitive. We have yet to determine a starting five right now because we feel like we're 7, 8, 9 deep. And that's made for very, very tough competitive practices. And that's, as a coach, that's what you're looking for. You're wanting kids challenged. You're wanting kids not taking days off because of maybe a boo-boo here or there. They are competing at a high level every single night and being challenged by kids that that wants a spot. And whoever gets that spot, it's a win-win for us because, number one, they're getting better in order to challenge those players. And in order to keep a spot, you have to get better or somebody's going to run right over the top of you. So we're excited with the progress we've made as far as conditioning goes, and granted, we're nowhere close to being game shape, and we're nowhere close to being March shape. But I'm very, very happy and pleased with where we're at this point in time.
Coach, you got Fairley Ward back at point guard this year, and he's got a season under his belt under the Terrier system.
Fairley's a unique individual. He's got speeds that I haven't seen in a long time wearing a Terrier uniform. He's a very unselfish kid. He's very versatile. He'll give us tremendous pickup and lifts at the defensive end. Once we have possession, he makes people keep up, and he's one of those unselfish kids. He looks to pass before he looks to score, and that's one of my my tough jobs this year is getting him to look to score more often. You know, he does have a nice jump shot. He can shoot it with the range. He gets to the basket very, very well, but he's oftentimes looking to pass the ball instead of finishing, and sometimes you know, there's a fine line between selfish and not being very or being too unselfish, and we just want to encourage him to do what's best for the team, and he's buying in, but yet he still looks for those kids, and he's just a I think he's one of the favorite kids to play with out there. They all like playing with Fairley.
I know you haven't decided on a starting five, but my goodness, you've got the possibilities. You got five guys that have starting experience over the last several years.
Absolutely. I mean, we've got the Macklin twins, Tavares and Devaris. They're back. They've grown, physically matured, mentally matured, and shown a lot of toughness so far in practice. Had a few boo-boos and bumps and bruises, but you know, it doesn't slow them down. They're ready to compete every single day. Clayton Greer has been a two-year starter. starter for us. This will be the third year that he's possibly going to be a starter. We're looking for good things from Clayton. He gives us good range. He gives us a good, heady basketball player. He understands how the game should be played. He understands what I expect at both ends of the floor. Then you should throw James Baltz in there. That young man is pretty special. He's got size. He's 6'4". He's 235. Gets up and down the floor as well as any big that I've ever seen, but yet has the ability to step out and shoot the ball. He can handle the ball a little bit better this time around. We might ask him to play some perimeter for us, but he'll give us a good defensive presence guarding the post. He'll do a great job with his back to the basket, and again, that flexibility of allowing him to step out, maybe putting on a floor a little bit, maybe taking some shots from the perimeter, will give us a different look at times, but it also will give us that versatility, getting inside game, having an inside presence, having an outside presence. You have to be able to mix those up and in order to compete at our level. So James has done a great job. Manny Sally had a good summer. Manny was pretty much designated as a JV player last year. Has really evolved as a nice three-point shooter. Has tremendous quickness. We get the frantic out of his system. He'll be so much better. Tavion Walker is a new kid. Not a new kid. He's a returning kid. As a freshman, we had him as a freshman. He moved away and came back. The family came back this year, and he had a great summer for us. And he's a guard that can shoot it, can handle it. He'll give Fairley a break. It also gives us that ability to move Fairley off the ball at times and use his athleticism in other ways. And Darius Raglan, he's a kid that's challenging for starting position. I couldn't be happier with Darius. Darius had a fabulous football season, quarterback, and the footwork that he showed on the football field, he's been showing on the basketball court, and he's a coach's son, so he's got that innate ability to understand what's expected of him, and he knows his role. So any one of those kids that we've talked about, Roger, I feel comfortable with putting him in the lineup and giving us good minutes and not hurting us. That's the key when you're bringing kids off the bench, is you want kids to give you minutes where they don't hurt you. They're going to rebound, they're going to defend, they're going to do the little thing, the special things, the loose balls, pulling yourself on the floor. Any one of those kids we've mentioned has shown that during practice this year. And again, it's about that senior leadership. It's about that the kids that have been here and done that, showing the younger kids the way.
Coach, we look at Thanksgiving week, and you're going to go back up to the Alton Tip-Off Classic as defending champions of the tournament. Now, I know you stick an asterisk on that from last year, winning it not the way you wanted to due to a forfeit, but you'll open up against Carnahan on Monday. Mm-hmm. You'll come back and you'll play against Alton on Friday before setting up tournament championship play on Saturday.
Well, you know what? We'd have loved to play that game last year, but you worry about the things you can control, and that was out of our hands, and I think they made the right decision with what happened up there, and fortunately we weren't there, we weren't involved, so it is what it is, but once again, we're jumping in with both feet, Roger. It's just like you were challenged right off the get-go. Carnahan has a tremendous basketball program. They've got a great tradition. They've have some returning players from last year. I think there were four or five kids that played in last year's game that is returning this year. So they've got some experience there as well, and they're so athletic. You just never know. They're very comparable to a Cahokia in our conference. You just never know what kind of team you're going to see day in, day out, and the athleticism that they bring on top of that. Then on Friday night, we turn around after Thanksgiving. We play host Alton. And Alton, we played them this summer. They are truly men. They are long, they're tall, they're athletic. They get up and down the floor. They got a ruckus crowd. It's a tremendous facility. But once again, we love these challenges early. There's teams that like to get their wins early. We want to see where we stand. We want to see where what we need to improve on, where we need to go, and which direction it will suit us best. And we feel like getting involved in the Alton tournament allows us to do that. We play 5A schools. We play teams that we normally don't see during the course of the season. And on that third day, Saturday, the first two games will determine the game time on Saturday. But it's an exciting time of the year, Roger. You got Thanksgiving tournament coming up. Christmas is right around the corner, and we're getting geared up for another run at Carmen Del Terrio basketball. So we're really excited, and we just love this time of year.
Coach, I appreciate it, and we look forward to Monday night.
Thanks, Roger.
Thank you.